This is the first time I'm using this new pulpit and realize it's actually really low.
Okay, good. 这是我第一次用这个新的讲台，比原来的有点低。
Well, either way, good morning to you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Welcome to this first day of the second half of 2018.
欢迎大家进入2018年下半年的第一天。
And in the name of Jesus Christ,
以耶稣基督的名义。
Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
愿怜悯、平安、慈爱多多的加给你们。
I'll invite you to say it to your neighbor.
也邀请大家向邻舍互相问安。
That in the name of Jesus, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
以耶稣基督的名，怜悯、平安和慈爱加给我们。
I think we will get better.For sure, at learning to greet one another in the name of Jesus.
之后相信大家也会更加习惯，以耶稣基督的名来互道平安。
I pray and hope that we all will know very truly how God is with us and is for us.
愿神与我们同在，也让我们知道神是为我们征战的。
And as we continue to say, Thy kingdom come.
也让我们一同说，愿你的国降临。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Draw us to fear and love Your holiness.
让我们敬畏爱慕你的圣洁。
By Your Spirit,
愿你的灵。
Teach us Your Word, Your truth.
教导我们你的话和你的真理。
Keep us faithful in repentance and grateful in joy.
帮助我们不断的悔改、喜乐和感恩。
This is till the day we meet our Lord.
直到我们见主面的那天。
And by the precious and lovely name of Jesus, we pray and ask.
以耶稣宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we turn to the book of Jude.
今天我们要看的是犹大书。
And just a little FYI.
再跟大家补充一下。
This is part of the four-week sermon that the English congregation will be going through.
这个是英文堂正在讲的一个四次讲道的一个系列。
And we will be looking at these four one-chaptered books in the New Testament.
主要看的是新约里边有四部只有一章的书信。
So besides Jude, there's also Philemon, 2nd and 3rd John.
所以除了犹大书之外，还有腓利门书和约翰二书和三书。
To learn to see what the gospel is as proclaimed by these authors.
来看每一卷书里边所传讲的福音。
And so this morning we're going to read from the book of Jude.
所以今天早上就让我们一起来读犹大书。
We'll read verses 1 to 13 in English.
我们从一节到十三节用英文读。
And then verses 14 to 25 in Mandarin.
14节到25节用中文读。
All right, English, 1, 2, 3. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality,and denying Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these people slander whatever they do not understand, and the very things they do understand by instinct, as irrational animals do, will destroy them. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These people are blemishes at your love feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. In Chinese, please.
亚当的妻室孙以诺曾预言这些人说, 看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判， 证实那一切不敬虔的人 所妄行一切不敬虔的事， 有证实不敬虔之罪人 和顶撞他的刚愎话， 这些人是私下议论， 常发怨言的， 随从自己的情欲而行， 口中说夸大的话， 为得便宜谄媚人。 亲爱的弟兄们， 你们要纪念主耶稣基督之使徒前所说的话， 说过， 末世必有好讥诮的人， 随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行， 这就是那些引人结的， 属乎血气， 没有圣灵的人。 亲爱的弟兄们， 你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己， 在灵里祷告， 保守自己常在神的爱中， 仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯， 直到永生。 有些人存疑心， 你们要怜悯他们， 有些人你们要从火中抢出来， 搭救他们。 有些人你们要存惧怕的心， 怜悯他们， 连那被情欲沾染的衣服 也要厌恶。 那能保守你们不失脚， 让你们无暇无疵， 欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、荣能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Let us now read verses 24 and 25 again, first in English and then in Chinese.
让我们再读一遍 24到25节， 先用英文后用中文。
To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无暇无疵。 欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
Our Lord has spoken through his servant Jude.
神已经通过他的仆人犹大说话。
May we live in light of God's living word.
愿我们活在神真道的光中。
The God-centering gospel according to Jude is this.
以神为中心的福音在犹大看来是这样的。
For those who keep their faith in the Lord true.
凡保守对主的信心为真实的。
They, the Lord, will keep from perishing eternally.
主必保守他们永不至永死。
That there is both the sovereignty of God and the responsibility of the believer.
所以既谈到神的主权，又谈到信徒的责任。
That we are to know and assess that our faith in our Lord is true.
所以我们需要去知道，去经历。我们在神里边的信心是真实的。
And for those whose faith is true in the Lord Himself will keep them.
反而那一些对主的信心是真实的，神就会保守他们。
Will protect them.
会保护他们。
That His promise is for them.
神的应许也是为他们存留。
So for those who keep their faith in the Lord true, they, the Lord, will keep from perishing eternally.
凡保守对主的信心为真实的，主必保守他们不至永死。
Jude assures the Christian of this good news.
犹大所确信的好消息，他也告诉其他的基督徒。
For those whose faith in God is evidence in their lifelong repentance.
把对神的信心用一生的悔改活出来的那些人。
That this repentance is one that births the worship of God and the pursuit of godliness.
就是那些敬拜神又追求圣洁的。
Then there is no fear.Of the terrible condemnation that awaits the unbelieving.
就无需惧怕那对不信之人的审判。
For the Lord Almighty will mercifully respond to their true faith in Him.
因为全能的神会怜悯那一些真信他的人。
That by His sovereignty He will declare them forgiven.
神会在他的主权里赦免他们。
And by His power He will bring them into ultimate eternal safety.
用大能带他们进入永恒的保障。
For those who keep their faith in the Lord true, they, the Lord, will keep from perishing eternally.
凡保守对主的信心为真实的，主必保守他们不至永死。
And let us now proclaim this statement as our conviction.
让我们认真确定的来宣告这一点。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，然后中文。
For those who keep their faith in the Lord true, they, the Lord, will keep from perishing eternally.
凡保守对主的信心为真实的，主必保守他们不至永死。
Let us now chew a little bit more on what we have read and heard from Jude.
让我们再仔细反思一下我们刚才读到听到的。
So what we have is a very strong worded letter that Jude wrote to the early Christians.
所以犹大书是犹大给早期基督徒写的一封。
And these early Christians, they were gravely troubled by the false teachings and divisive actions of people faking as Christians among them.
这些收信人当时正在被一些假门徒的假教导所搅扰。
Or at least these people claim that they are Christians, but really in their lives show that they're not.
这些人表面自称是基督徒，但是在行为上却不是。
And so we are told that the author is.The author is Jude.
所以这封信的作者是犹大。
That he is a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James.
是耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄。
Telling us that Jude himself is also the brother of Jesus.
所以这个写信人犹大也是耶稣的兄弟。
But that his main title for himself is in fact the slave of Christ.
但他的自称却是耶稣基督的仆人或者奴隶。
Meaning that his life is now his master's.
说明他的性命是属于他的主人。
And that he lives only by the commands of his master.
只听命于他的主人。
That what he is saying is representative of what his master would say.
所以他会传达他主人的意思。
So he's not speaking his own mind.
而不是他自己的意思。
But in the letter of Jude, he is speaking what the master would say.
所以在这封书信里边，他是要传达耶稣基督的旨意。
And by saying that he is a slave of Christ,
既然他是自称是耶稣基督的仆人。
It also means that he is coming with the authority of Christ.
这也是表明他具有属灵的权柄。
And so he's speaking the word of Christ into the life of these early Christians who were gravely troubled.
所以他就代表了耶稣基督的声音向这些被搅扰的早期基督徒说话。
To those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
写信给那被召在父神里蒙蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人，愿连续平安慈爱多多的加给你们。
So this is the intended audience of the letter.
所以这个就是这一封书信的收信人。
That these are Christians who have positively responded to the preaching of God's word.
这一些就是那些对神的话做出回应的基督徒。
And when Jude was telling them that you are loved by God,
当犹大在说你们是蒙神所爱的。
This is in fact a sign of what he's a sign of the situation that these Christians were facing.
同时也是说明这一些基督徒当时在面对的处境。
Because now they are in a position where they have to really remember the true love that they.Have a need, and that is from God.
因为他们现在的处境艰难，所以他们真正需要抓住，需要回忆起他们所拥有的爱。
Because with the false teachings, it's starting to shift their sense of assurance.
因为他们所听到的虚假的教导，正在搅乱他们对生命中这个保障的认识。
Rather than fully banking on God, now they are thinking maybe there's something or someone else that they could also be assured by.
所以他们现在对神的信心减弱了，反而去想，可能有一些其他的事我可以依靠。
And Jude was telling them, was praying for them, in fact, that mercy, peace, and love be upon them.
所以，犹大就为他们祷告，让连续平安和慈爱可以多多的加给他们。
Because they need such an abundance.Of godliness to weather the storm of wickedness.
因为他们就需要很多的敬虔来平安度过这一场邪恶的风暴。
They need to have God's presence with them to fight this battle of ungodliness.
他们需要神与他们同在来做这一场的征战。
And a theologian was saying, why is it that he's praying for mercy, peace, and love?
所以有一位神学家就在问，为什么犹大会为他的读者祈求连续平安和？
Because they need to be able to extend the mercy of God to these who are teaching false teachings.
因为他们他的读者需要把这一些连续平安和慈爱传递给那些受搅扰的人。
And if they don't know God's mercy themselves.
如果他们自己都不了解神的连续，
There is no way they are going to be able to extend that mercy to these people who are becoming essentially their enemies.
他们也没有办法和那些正在成为他们敌人的人和解。
And it's enemies because they are enemies of God's word.
他们之所以会成为敌人，是因为他们自己，把自己和神的话对立起来。
And at the same time, they need that peace, that wellness they have in God.
同时他们也需要在神里边的这一份平安。
Because these false teachers are stirring up these divisions in the church.
因为这些假教师正在教会里制造争端。
And they also need to have love.
他们也需要爱。
Because they, again, need to love the ones who are now abusing them in the name of love.
因为他们同时也需要用爱来对待那些正在搅扰和错误对待他们的人。
And this is, in fact, a very strong worded letter.
这一封这确实是一封措辞严厉的信。
I'm not sure how you were feeling as we were reading through the entire letter.
不知道当时刚才大家在读这封信的时候心里什么感觉。
Because to our contemporary mind,
因为在我们现在看来，
even one who is Christian,
即便是基督徒，
Jude may not read as a very comfortable read.
犹大书读起来可能也不是很舒服。
The language that he uses, is either extremely refreshing for us because it's so direct, or it's offensively tactless.
这一封书信的用词，要么就是非常开门见山，不然的话就是不太客气。
And so, to the scientific rationale that we have in our minds.
所以对我们现在有的这种科学的逻辑
we might be thinking, what is this talk of good and evil, angels and Satan and activities of this invisible supernatural world?
我们就会想说信里提到的这些善和恶的天使撒旦和超自然的事都是什么
And so some of us might be saying, oh, how dare you, Jude?
所以我们可能会想说犹大你怎么敢
How dare you mock my intelligence with fantasies and tales of unenlightened people of the past?
来用这些荒诞不经的故事来嘲弄我的智商。
This is our contemporary language against the supernatural world.
这个就是我们现当代的人对超自然的事情所有的反应。
And then to our sense of sovereign individual rights.
而对我们那些注重个人主义的人来说
How dare you, Jude?
你怎么能这么说呢
How dare you judge me?
你怎么能判断我
How dare you tell me that I have sinned?
怎么能告诉我我犯罪了
And how dare you tell me that I cannot define for myself what freedom and love is?
我怎么不能自己来定义自由和爱
How dare you not accept that I've determined a right to do whatever I want and love whoever I determine?
还告诉我不能为所欲为不能自己来定义爱和这个权利。
How dare you, Jude?
你怎么敢这么说呢
？How dare you put boundaries in my life?
你怎么敢为我在生命中设下边界
？Well, is it true that Jude is just being very rude?
犹大是否就是这么不礼貌呢
？Or that there is beauty in how direct he was about sin and salvation?
还是在这样开门见山的言语当中有美和善？
For our understanding, we say that there is the beauty and goodness in Jude's words.
为了我们能更好的理解，我们要认识到，这封书信的字句中是有美和善。
Because reality is presented as is.
因为这封信是很直接真实的把现实呈现出来。
And again, this is a reality that is given for a reminder for Christians.
而这个现实就是为了来提醒基督徒。
That if you're a Christian, this should be the way that you understand the world.
如果你是一个基督徒的话，你就应该如此来理解这个世界。
That there is just all the vices and struggles, whether visible or invisible.
是有好的和不好的那一面，不管是可见的还是不可见的。
But yet at the same time, we proclaim that one escape and one hope.
同时，出路和盼望也只有一个。
This escape and hope in the salvation of our personal Savior, Jesus Christ Himself.
就是在我们个人的救主，耶稣基督里面。
So for those who keep their faith in the Lord true, they, the Lord, will keep from perishing eternally.
所以那一些对神的信心是真实的，神就会保守他们不至永死。
And when this good news is proclaimed,
而当这样的福音被宣扬的时候
it also means that there is bad news for the unbelieving.
它的另外一面其实就意味着对那些不信的人就是一个坏消息。
And in this particular case, it will be those who proclaim to be Christians but really are not.
而在这里它指的就是那一些假装成为基督徒的人。
And Jude is telling them that if you fake it, you will not make it.
犹大想说的就是那些装假的人是会败露的。
Jude tells us that there are certain individuals that have slips into the congregation.
犹大告诉我们说有一些人偷偷地进入了教会。
And tells us that there is strength in numbers in these particular individuals. They are not named.
而且还告诉我们他们不止一个人。
And we're told that it's very hard to defend in the sense that because they slipped in.
因为他们是偷着进来的所以很难防住。
It's a very sneaky operation.
是一个怎么说？是一个很隐蔽的偷偷进来的行为。
Thank you. We were at a costume party.
好像是我们去一个化妆舞会。
Unless the mask is removed, you won't know who is who.
如果那个面具没有揭开的话，大家都不知道谁是谁。
And so here.Jude is now unmasking the identities of these certain individuals.
所以犹大正在做的就是揭露这些人的身份。
And he's telling the congregation, that generally speaking, these are ungodly people.
他就告诉会众，说这一些人就是不敬虔的人。
Start to observe and see if they have any regard for God at all in your lives.
看一看在我们的生命当中有没有真正关心神。
Go past their confession.
不要只是看他们嘴里说的话。
And start to understand their lives.
而是看一看自己的生命。
And with their lives, you'll see if the confession is true.
参照着生命的行为，就可以看出他们的话是不是真实。
And to be, 可以下一 next piece. Or, oh, is there some disconnection between? It's okay. All right. To be more specific, beyond the title of, you know, description that they are ungodly.
除了他们是不敬虔的。
How do we understand their ungodliness?
我们要怎么样来理解他们是怎么样不敬虔？
Well, Jude tells us that there are two particular characteristics.
他们主要有两个特点。
One, they pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality.
一个是他们将我们神的恩变为放纵情欲的机会。
So they presume on God's grace to overlook their evil doing.
所以他们假定神的恩典会忽视或者不看他们的罪恶。
They say that God is great, so He has to forgive me.
他们会说神这么伟大，所以他必须要赦免我。
And so I can do whatever I want and still be fine in the end.
所以我可以任意妄为，但是最后还是可以平安无事。
A total misunderstanding of what God's grace is.
这个是对神恩典完全的错误理解。
And it makes a mockery of the cross.
实际上是嘲弄了十字架。
It's saying that the cross, Jesus died on the cross so that I can sin more.
实际上是在说耶稣在十字架上为我死，所以我可以犯更多的罪。
I can both hold Satan's hands and dance with Jesus at the same time.
我可以一边手拉着撒旦，另外一边和耶稣跳舞。
And so Jude says these people, they are abusing God's grace.
所以犹大在说这些人实际上是在滥用神的恩典。
And the second characteristic is that they in fact reject Jesus Christ as the only Lord.
第二个特点是这些人拒绝承认耶稣基督是唯一的主。
That Jesus is the only way back to God.
拒绝承认他是唯一的回到神的道路。
They would say that I can listen to whoever I want and still be fine kind of individualism.
这个就是我想听谁就听谁的这种个人主义。
They say, Jude says that they deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
犹大说他们不认独一的主宰，我们主耶稣基督。
And these are the kind of teachings, in fact, that these individuals are putting forth into the church.
而这些就是这一群人向教会里传的假的教训。
And these are.In direct conflict with the good word that the church has received from the apostles.
这个是与教会从使徒那边所收到的信息直接冲突。
Because Jude tells them that there is a faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people.
犹大说从前有一次交付圣徒的真道。
And now with this perversion of God's grace, with this denial of the sovereignty of Jesus,
而现在对神的恩典这样的滥用和对耶稣基督的否定。
They're rewriting what Christians should believe.
他们实际上是在重写基督徒的信仰。
And so Jude will remind the Christians that in fact, this situation was already prophesied long time ago.
所以犹大也提醒他的读者说，这样的情况其实早就在预言里边有提到。
And reminds the Christians that such ungodliness is not acceptable.
同时也说这样的不敬虔是不可接受的。
And this is judged not only by the holy ones of God.
不仅要被神的天使审判。
But it's also going to be condemned by the Lord Himself.
还要被主亲自审判。
In fact, there's no other word that Jude would use other than ungodly.
在这里犹大是特别强调这一个词，就是不敬虔。
In verses 14 to 15, if you look into the text, it says, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesies about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts that they have committed in their ungodliness and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against the Lord.
14节和15节就说亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说看哪主带着他的千万圣者降临要在众人身上行审判证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话
And this condemnation is going to be fair
这样的公正审判是公正的
Because this disregard for God will be shown by their own actions including the words that they have spoken
他们在言行上就抛弃了神
That these ungodly individuals will be pronounced guilty based on how they have lived.
所以这些不敬虔的人就基于他们的生活行为就被定罪。
And Jude gives specific examples.
犹大还举了一些具体的例子。
For example, in verse 11 tells us about this conduct of anger and greed and power mongering.
比如说在十一节就说到了发怒贪婪和夺权这样几个例子
brings us back to some of these Old Testament personalities that we understand to be representative of these sins
是一些旧约里边的人物来代表一些罪恶
the world tells us that anger is fine
世界告诉我们说发怒也没关系
it's exactly how you be a human
是你身为人的一面
but here Jude tells us that anger is ungodly
但是犹大在这边告诉我们说发怒是不敬虔的
The anger of Cain is ungodly.
比如说该隐的怒气就是不敬虔的
It was an anger that came because he was envious of Abel and that led to him lying and murdering.
因为该隐嫉妒亚伯这就带来了他之后的撒谎和谋杀
We are also told that greed is ungodly.
同时贪婪也是不敬虔的。
Just look at Balaam.
就看一下巴兰的例子。
His enticement by wealth led him to be willing to curse God's people.
他被钱财诱惑，就使他想要咒诅神的子民。
It's a disregard for God.
这个是不顾神的意愿。
And Korah has a disregard for God in terms of the position that he's been placed in.
在可兰的这个可拉的这个例子里边。他也是是一个夺权的例子。
Because he desired this supposed status of Moses and Aaron.
他觊觎摩西和亚伦的位置。
And led him to a showdown with these appointed leaders of God's people.
就想要造反夺权。
Jude also gave us other examples.
犹大还给了我们一些其他的例子。
In verse 16.
比如说第十六节
that the conduct of discontentment and hypercriticality that is ungodly
比如说不满足极度挑剔无止境的欲望这一些都是不敬虔的
there's also the unrestrained desire as well as falsehood
还有无止境的欲望和虚假
and for us we need to be very aware
这一些在我们来说都要多多注意
That these are sins of the past that God had not been, in a way, gracious to.
这些都是之前发生过的罪，而神也是不轻看这些罪的。
That the discontentment and the hypercriticality that was the characteristic of the generation of Israelites who died in the wilderness.
比如说这样的不满足和极度挑剔。就是那些死在旷野当中的以色列人他们的特点
They are always thinking I'm entitled to something better
他们总是想他们有资格要求更多和更好的
We forget that because we are doomed for death anything that is not death is already better
而我们没有想到这一点就是除了死亡之外所有的东西对于必死的我们来说都是一种祝福。
And Jude tells us that there is unrestrained desire.
而还有这种无止境的欲望。
That everything comes from a self-centeredness.
所有的这一切都是自我中心的。
That is always about me.
总是跟我有关。
That has no regard for another person.
而不关心别人。
And then with this self-centeredness comes the falsehood.
接下来有的就是虚假。
On the one hand, falsely presenting ourselves to others.
要么是自吹自擂。
And then another is to falsely appreciate another.
要么就是对别人油腔滑调。
Is to make use of them. Our encouragement or our praise for them only comes if it profits us.
对别人的赞美主要是为了利用他们。
I can praise you so that I want to feel good as a person who knows how to praise you.
比如说我可以赞美你只是因为我想要被当作是一个知道如何赞美别人的人。
Others may not see it, but God knows that is ungodly.
别人可能看不出来但是神知道。
Because that is faking it.
因为这是假装。
And so Jude warned the Christians who are in this great struggle for truth.
所以犹大就警惕那些为真理努力征战的基督
徒。Be diligent and on the lookout for ungodliness.
要细致要彻底。
And this ungodliness is very subtle.
因为这种不敬虔是不容易察觉的。
Because some of these who have come in have been welcomed on the one hand by the congregation.
这一些进来的假教师其实是被会众欢迎进来。
And two, they're now given the respect of teachers.
所以相应的尊重和尊敬也都加给了他。
Jude says that they are their blemishes at your love feast.
犹大说这样的人在爱席上与你们同吃就是一种玷污。
The word for blemish, in fact, refers to these rocks that are in shallow waters at a harbor.
玷污这个词其实在原文里边是指在比较浅的港口的这个地方的礁石。
So you can't really see it.
所以你很难看到他们。
But it poses such a danger for any ship that is trying to come into the harbor.
但是对入港的这些船来说是非常危险。
So it's not immediately detectable, but it is detectable. We just have to be very, very watchful for it.
所以虽然它不显眼，但是我们还是要很小心。
And at the same time, Jude tells us that these are already shepherds.
同时犹大也告诉我们说这些人已经在牧养的位置上。
And so when I read this passage, I go, oh, I have to be very watchful. So must CCMC congregation be very watchful.
所以在我读这一段的时候，我也提醒自己要小心，而我们教会也要小心。
That are we holding one another accountable?
所以我们可以彼此的查验。
That we are not confessing godliness but practicing ungodliness.
所以我们不至于是嘴上说敬虔，但是生命里面缺少敬虔。
And so even though these are hidden rocks, these individuals are hidden rocks.
所以即便这一些人是看不见的礁石。
But Jude tells them that there is still a clarity that will come through in due time.
但是犹大还是跟我们说，时候到了的时候，这一切就都要显露出来。
And once you go past the words and into the assessment of the lives.Of these unnamed individuals.
而当我们检验这些人的生命的时候
，we recognize that oh, there's no loveliness and liveliness of Christ in this person.
就看到耶稣基督的爱和生命并不在这些人里边。
The person might say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian.
这一个人可能会说我自己是基督徒。
But then when you are asking for a generosity, it's absent.
但是当你请他帮忙的时候他却不愿意。
It's not the kind of struggle where we are learning to be more generous.
这个跟我们想要去变得更加慷慨的这样的尝试是不一样。
But there's no taste for generosity at all.
但是就是看不到慷慨的任何痕迹。
And so Jude says, if you fake it, you won't make it.
所以犹大就在说如果你是假装的话你是混不过去的。
You will be found out sooner or later.
迟早是要显露出来。
Jude calls them clouds without rain.
犹大叫这些人没有雨的云彩。
Meaning that these constantly provide disappointments.
是在说他们是一贯令人失望。
You think rain is coming into a dry land. Nope, they're just passing through.
我们看天上的云以为是要下雨。但实际上这个云就那么飘过去了。
And Jude calls them these trees, they are twice dead.
犹大还叫他们说死过两次的树。
This description is that these trees are in a time where they should already be bearing fruit.
因为他们在秋天的时候应该已经要结果。
But this is late autumn and is way past the time of fruit bearing, and there's still no fruit.
但是即便过了结果子的这个时候，这些树还是没有结果。
And Jude is very emphatic in saying that there's no life, there's no new life of Christ in them.
所以犹大就在强调说，在这些人里边没有基督的新生命。
Because not only do they not have fruit, they are also uprooted.
这些树既没有结果。而且还是被连根拔起。
This consistent empty promise of maybe, oh yeah, yeah, I will, and it never happens.
所以就是一种持续不断的空洞的许诺。
And Jude tells us that there's this consistent restless passion within the person.
是一种持续不断没有平息的欲望。
It's not learning to lock in the desire on the Lord.
并没有学习把这个欲望放在神的身上。
But it's still this search for what fully satisfies the heart.
还是四处寻找到底有什么是满足自己的需要。
And in fact, it might be even looking for matters that are immoral to satisfy the heart.
有时不惜去寻找一些不道德的东西来满足自己。
Because the description of these foamy waves, it talks about it being very gooey and gross.
因为十三节用海里的狂浪和沫子来形容这些人，实际上是形容他们的行为的奇怪和可耻。
And Jude tells us that the teaching constantly provide a misdirection.
所以这些人的教导是一种持续不断的误导。
Appealing to their understanding of the cosmos and the time.
主要是提到在当时的人对星空星象的理解。
It's as if these teachings always is going one way at one time and all of a sudden it takes a sharp turn and then it takes a sharp turn.
所以这些人的教导就像一会儿是往这边走，一会儿是往那边走。
So these are not moments of failures, but they are very consistent.
所以这些人并不是偶然的失误或者是软弱，而是一直都是这样。
To the point where you say, "Oh, that's not an oops. That's just a person."
直到有一天我们看到说，这个原来不是事情的原因，而是一个人的原因。
And again, such a description of ungodliness.
而这一些对不敬虔的描述
Jude sternly warned the Christians.
犹大就警戒基督徒
And this warning comes with much confidence in God's truth and justice.
而这个警戒同时也伴随着对神的真理的
Do not embrace such teachings.
不要接纳这一些的假教导
Do not follow the footsteps.
不要随从他们的脚步
For such false teaching and misdirected footsteps lead only to God's condemnation.
因为这些只会带来神的审判
Eternal perishing awaits
和永远的沉沦
Just like how God has severely dealt with Cain, dealt with Balaam, dealt with Korah
就像神严厉地对待该隐巴兰和克拉
You can be sure that God too will deal severely with godless individuals
神也会审判不敬虔的人
And Jude provides us with this imagery in verse 13
在十三节犹大就又提到了一个比喻。
It tells us of this blackest darkness.
提到这个墨黑的幽暗。
And tells us that this blackest darkness is reserved forever.
是为这一些不敬虔的人永远。
It's to be emphatic on the misery and the horror of the judgment against sin.
主要强调罪所带来的这个审判是有多严重。
And in that sense, encourage the true Christian to respond rightly to such a warning.
是鼓励真正的基督徒要正确的回应神的话。
When I was much younger, I thought, wow, everyone should be afraid of hell.
在我小的时候，我会想，每一个人都应该对地狱有恐惧。
I mean, who wants to go to hell?
谁想下地狱呢
？Until I was in a conversation with a friend and said, but there's hell.
直到我。跟一个朋友谈到地狱的时候
And my friend said, so what if there's a hell? I'll go there.
我的朋友就说有地狱那又怎么样
And that made me understand that this is God's grace on me to understand what hell is and I have to pray for that mercy on my friend too.
这个就帮助我理解哦，原来这也是神在我身上的恩典
That once we have faith in God, we will respond rightly to this understanding of hell.
而当我们有信心的时候，就会正确的回应神。
Before that, we might even say, "Hell, well, that's a paradise because there's, I can do whatever I want."
在这个之前，我们可能会认为地狱就是我们想怎么做就怎么做的一个地方。
Except that there are also other individuals who think the same, and in the end, it's a terrible place of I fight you, you fight me. There's no peace.
但是同时，地狱也充满了其他这么想的人，所以到最后会变成一个每个人都和另外一个人全面征战的一个地方。
So Jude made known that God will not overlook ungodliness.
所以犹大就告诉他的读者说，神不会忽略这样的不敬虔。
And that godlessness, in fact, is stepping outside of God's ordained boundaries.
不敬虔其实就是离开神设立的界限。
And it is a person's pride that will embolden a person to step outside of God's ordained boundaries.
主要是人的骄傲会使人这么做。
And no matter who the person is, God will condemn such ungodliness.
不管是谁，神都会审判这样的不敬虔。
In verse 5, let us read together.
让我们一起读一下第五节。
Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. Verse 5 tells us that this is correcting of our sense of entitlement.
第五节就帮助我们改正我们自以为是的这种想法。
That our repentance needs to be continuous toward God.
悔改是需要不断地带我们朝向神。
Because it is the continuous repentance that leads one into the promised paradise.
只有不断地悔改才能通往我们应许的乐园。
It's not just to say, oh, I have a title of the people of God and I'll be saved.
并不是说我们可以只背着一个神子民的名声就可以得救。
Because for the Israelites, their stubbornness in the wilderness, their refusal to follow God,show that they are not people of God.
那些在旷野中的不顺服的以色列人，虽然他们也是神的子民，但是他们在行为上就显出了自己的不是。
And God, who knows the heart of people, know their unbelief.
而那些鉴察人而鉴察人心的神就知道他们的不信。
And without such faith, there is no righteousness before God, or God will not declare one righteous.
如果没有这样的信心的话，就没有办法在神面前称义。
God has prepared the promised land.
神预备了应许之地。
God has provided the deliverance from the house of slavery, Egypt.
神也把他们从埃及为奴之家拯救出来。
And in a continuous trust in God, that is when they will eventually enter into the promised land.
所以他们必须要用不断的信任。才能真正进入应许之地。
The deliverance out of Egypt is for the people to have now this opportunity to have a choice to worship God.
从埃及出来是为了让这一群人可以自由的选择来敬拜神。
When there is bondage and sin, there is no such opportunity.
但是当他们被罪捆绑的时候，他们就失去了这样的机会。
But God has such grace to provide such a redemption.
但是神在之后就以恩典预备了这样的拯救。
And this redemption encourages the soul to respond to God's grace.
这样的救赎是鼓励每一个灵魂都去回应神。
And there's this grace of entrance into this land of milk and honey.
凭着这样的信任，我们就可以进入流着奶与蜜的应许之地。
But we see that the unbelief of the Israelites in the wilderness continue to prompt them to say,I love my Egypt.
但是那一些不信的以色列人在旷野里边还是在怀念埃及。
So only Joshua and Caleb who were believing of God entered into the promised land of that generation.
所以在那一代的人里边就只有约书亚和加勒相信了神的话得以进入应许之地。
And it is a terrifying statement to say that later, God later destroyed those who did not believe though he brought them out.Of Egypt.
神后来就把那些不信的都灭绝了。
And Jude tells us that it's not just Israel, it's any of God's creatures.
不只是以色列是这样，对神的任何的造物其实都是如此。
Be it humans or angels.
不管是人还是天使。
Whether you're believing of God or you deny Him.
不管你是信神还是拒绝神。
That there is God's judgment and condemnation on godlessness.
最终不敬虔都要被神审判。
God takes sin very seriously.
神对罪是严厉的。
When the angels overstep their boundaries of power, God condemned them.
当这些天使离开他们的界限的时候，神就审判他们。
When the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah overstep their boundaries in terms of their sexuality, in terms of their social justice, God condemned them.
当索多玛和俄摩拉超出他们的界限，在性和在社会公益这个方面犯罪的时候，神也审判他们。
And during the time of Jude, the fire that consumed the Sodom and Gomorrah, it was still burning.
犹大说，在他的时候，当年之前烧毁这两个城市的火还在燃烧。
This is per the historical record as well as archaeological findings.
这个就印证了我们后来的历史考古的发现。
And so for the recipients of Jude's letter, they know that this is not just a fantasy, that God's fire is eternal in the sense that it's been such a long time and it continues to burn.
所以对犹大的读者来说，他们就知道原来神毁灭的永火是真实的。
And so the Christians are reminded again what is trust and obedience.
所以这个就提醒基督徒什么是信任，什么是顺服。
It's to trust in and obey what God has revealed to be good.
是相信顺服神所启示立定的。
Because any unbelief before God is to say, I know better.
不信的则会在神的面前说，我其实知道的更多。
That was the question from Satan to Eve.
这个其实就是一开始撒旦引诱夏娃的话。
Did God really say?
神真的这么说了吗？
And for Eve is to say, I know better.
对夏娃来说，她觉得她知道的更多。
I know better as in, I know that this eating of the fruit is better than what God has commanded me not to do, and that is to not eat.
其实就是认为自己吃这个果子是可以的，虽然神有告诉他不要这么做。
God's ordained boundaries in life are real.
神在生活当中定下的这些界限是真实的。
And God's judgment against the willful overstepping of these boundaries is equally real.
神对有意越界的审判也是同样真实的。
And verses 8 to 10 tells us that this pride will elevate the self and make a mockery of God's ordained boundaries.
第八节到第十节就说，这样的骄傲使人高举自己，嘲笑神所设立的界限。
It's to say that I know better.
其实是在说，我知道的更多更
多。I will take the place of God and rebuke the celestial beings.
我可以取代神的位置，来训斥天上的天使。
When in fact, one of the grand angels, the archangel Michael, did not do that against Satan.
而即便是天使长米迦勒也没有对撒旦这么做。
He left that position of judgment and condemnation to God himself.
他把这个判断留给神来做。
Saying that the Lord rebuke you.
说主责备你。
But pride will elevate ourselves in such arrogance to say, I am God.
但是骄傲会使我们高举自己，觉得自己是神。
And in such pride comes also the ignorance.
而由此而来的是一种无知。
To only do what the heart, the sinful soul desires.
只是随从肉体的意愿。
To overstep boundaries and say I'm okay.
跨过了界限还说这个没事。
And Jude says that their strength of argument is only the strength of a dream.
而犹大就说，他们这样的说法其实就跟梦一样，没有任何的真实。
It's as if a married man says, "Oh, I dreamt of a woman who was not my wife."
好像是一个已婚的男人梦到另外一个女人。
And so this is God's instruction for me to now sleep around. This is God's instruction for me to now sleep around.
所以就打着神的幌子去做自己想做的事。
And You would say, what?
我们可能不太理解。
But that is the ignorance that comes with pride.
但是这个就是从无知而来的骄
傲。To overstep boundaries and say I'm okay. This is from God.
就是去越界，还说这个是神让我这么做的。
And such overstepping comes because we don't know the boundaries that have been established by God.
而有的时候这样的越界是因为这样做的人不知道神所设定的界限。
So there is no making it if you're faking it.
所以如果我们是假装的话是不行的。
There's no making it if I'm faking it.
如果我是假装的话我也没有办法成功。
And this is important. The words of Jude is very important for any of us who confess to say I believe in Christ.
犹大的话对任何自称是基督徒的人来说都是很重要的。
Because for me, I could dress head to toe in sports gear.
我可以从头到脚一身的运动装
That will not make me an athlete.
但是也不能把我变成运动员
I could look like an athlete in a picture.
我可以在一个照片里面穿得像一个运动员
But clearly I will not be when you send me on the court.
但是当去跑步的时候还是能看出我不是运动员
But if you dress one of those professional athletes even in a suit and tie or in a ball gown dress for example.
但是哪怕你把那些真正的运动员穿上正装
The most restrictive of fabric
那一些活动不便的衣服
They'll show you who they are
但是他们还是能让人看到他们有他们的能力
That they are athletes
他们就是运动员
So for those who keep their faith in the Lord true only those that the Lord will keep from perishing eternally
所以凡保守对主的信心为真实的主必保守他们不至永死
And so keep faith and carry on is what Jude tells us
所以犹大其实在说你们要保持信心继续走下去
And how are these Christians who are so gravely troubled by the division and the false teaching how are they supposed to contend for the faith
但是这一些被假教导如此搅扰的这些人他们又如何可以为真道征战呢
And Jude tells them that this is going to be a very very painful and long drawn struggle.
犹大说这将会是一场艰苦卓绝的征战
Because the word contend is not having a conversation over tea and biscuits.
因为为真道的争辩并不是坐在一起喝个下午茶
This is a description of a bloody battle for souls for life.
而是为灵魂和为生命去打仗。
So how are these Christians to contend for faith?
所以这一些基督徒可以如何为真道争辩呢
？Jude gives them two keywords. One is remember, and the other is to keep.
犹大给他们了两个关键词，一个是纪念，一个是保守。
In verses 17 to 19,
在十七到十九节
，tells us that.We are to keep. We are to remember.
告诉我们要纪念。
And what are we to remember?
要纪念什么呢
？The word of God.
神的话。
The word, the truth that has been entrusted to us in Scripture.
那一些在圣经里传给我们的真理。
This is not just a mere recollection of information.
这不只是把信息存起来。
So it starts with Bible B.
所以是先从圣经开始。
Remembering God's word, but then changing that information into something that will become functional in our life.
是把神的话变成一个可以在我们生命中活出来的信息。
There's no point in saying that for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, if we live our lives without any gratitude.
哪怕我们会背圣经，但是我们心里边如果没有神的爱的话，也是没用。
The word has not touched us.
神的话并没有真正的摸到我们。
And so, Jude says, "Remember God's word."
犹大说你要纪念神的话。
Such that it becomes the words we speak.
所以它就会变成我们自己的语言。
Such that it becomes the lens that we see the world.
可以变成我们透过看世界的角度。
So that we can know to differentiate the word from the world, the spirit from the natural instincts that is the sinful flesh.
可以把神的话和这个世界分辨开，把属灵和属肉体分辨开。
Remember，
要纪念。
And to also keep，
同时还要保守。
And what is to keep？
怎么样保守呢
？And that is to keep is to stay within what God has described as good。
就是在神已经 设定为好的这些根基上建造。
And how does one keep himself or herself in the love of God?
我们怎么样保守自己在神的爱中呢？
In verses 20 to 21, Jude tells us that there are at least these three disciplines.
从第二十节到二十一节，里边有三个我们可以做的原则。
Be built up in Scripture.
在圣经上被建造。
To pray in tandem with the Spirit.
与圣灵一同同步的祷告。
And to look to the coming of our Savior.
然后盼望救主再来。
Scripture.
圣经。
Spirit.
圣灵。
Savior.
救主。
That these are all part of us repenting toward the way of the Lord.
合在一起就是我们要一直向神悔改。
To know the boundaries of the beauty and grace that He has established for us.
要知道神因为我们的缘故为我们所设定的。
For outside of these lines would be sin, darkness, and condemnation.
超出这样的界限其实就是黑暗，就是罪，就是定罪。
And to remember the Lord's word and to be kept in God's word of God's love is to worship God.
去记得神的话，活在神的话里边，其实就是对神的敬拜。
And so Jude closes with a praise of God.
所以犹大在最后结束的时候是以一个赞美来结束。
Let us read this together as our praise. Let's read it with just passion for God.
让我们一起带着热情来读这两节。
To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. If we do not know God, we will not worship God.
不认识神就不能敬拜他。
If we do not know God, we will not trust in God, we will not worship God.
不认识神也就不能信任他，也就很难敬拜他。
So God Jude encourages the Christians, be kept safe in your true faith in God.
所以犹大就鼓励基督徒一定要保守自己对神的信心。
That God remembers those who remember the truth.
凡保守对神的信心为真实的。
And God keeps safe those who keep safe their faith in Him.
神就必保守那一些真正相信他的人。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Although Jude's letter was written nearly 2,000 years ago,
虽然犹大书是在2000年之前写成的。
He might as well be writing to us today also.
他也是对当下的我们说话。
For unless you've been hiding away in somewhere where you have no information to what's happening in the world,
除非我们是住在一个洞里边，不理世事。
We are living in a day where we are contending for the faith on multiple fronts.
我们现今的时代是一个我们需要在多方竭力为真道争辩的时代。
And again, this is a reminder that Jude was writing to Christians who are.Combating some of these false teachings that comes from voices that claim to also be Christian.
犹大所反对的，是那一些自称是基督徒，但是他们的做法和教导都是假的。
And in recent years, there are some very clear examples, even though they are not the only issues.
最近有一些例子，虽然不是所有的例子。
But we will see that there are now these voices that claim to be Christian that's rewriting what God has set as boundaries on certain issues in life.
这些例子其实就是我们当今的一些声音自称是基督徒，但是实际上是在重写我们的信仰。
The tension between the boundary on life as well as, for example, abortion.
比如说神在生命有在生命上所设下的界限。
The boundaries on marriage,
跟婚姻有关的界限。
The boundaries on sexuality,
跟性。
And now the boundaries on gender,
和性别方面的界限。
If we look at the progression, this is moving us from Genesis 4 to 3 to 2 to 1.
从圣经来看，这个顺序 是从创世纪的第四章、第三章、第二章一直到第一章。
The collapse of if the truth that Christians hold to in Genesis 1 and 2 collapses.
如果基督徒在创世纪的前两章所确信的这个真理崩塌的话，
That is the foundational disregard for God.
其实就是从根基上对神的不顾。
And we can see that this is not just a social change. This is demonic.
所以这不仅是社会上的一种潮流的改变，背后还有邪灵。
And we learn to live for light to come into such darkness and that the Lord will rebuke the demonic forces.
所以我们要学习在这样的黑暗里边生活的时候，要盼望神的光明会照进来，会斥责。
And it does come down to one condition of the heart also.
同时这个也是我们心里的一个问题。
The pride that says, I know better, I will be my own God.
就是我们内心的骄傲，说我们自己可以做自己的神。
So brothers and sisters, may we learn to remember and to keep.
所以让我们学会去去持守，去纪念。
Be very aware of worldly teachings that will sneakily come through the back door. Sometimes we even open the door and welcome them in.
要警惕世界的教导从后门溜进来，而有时候我们还会把前门打开，邀请他进来。
We happily sing lyrics. We happily remember memes.
比如说我们会唱一些歌词或者一些 memes 魔音。
But we have not really thought about are these.Will these be under God's condemnation, or are these actually true statements?
但是我们并没有好好想一想，这一些话语是不是真实的
？Because just yesterday, I was at the gas station.
昨天我在一个加油站。
And a car came in booming with music.
有一个车就开进来，音响开的老大。
And I was waiting for the tank to fill up, and I was just moving along with the beat.
然后我在加油的时候就跟着这个节奏一起摇摆。
And then I started listening to lyrics and I stopped moving to the beat.
当我听到这个歌词的时候，我身体就不动了。
Because not pleasant lyrics.
因为这个歌词实在是不怎么舒服。
And so we also have to be very aware of our conduct.
所以我们也要对自我的行为要很在意。
God has strong words to hypocriticality, has strong words.To this complaining all the time about something, someone.
神对我们一直的抱怨和不满足，会严厉的对待。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者也是聪明。
And with that wisdom, may the Lord help us to also speak truth into the lives.That is entangled in godlessness.
也求神帮助我们对一个不敬虔的时代能够说出神的真理。
Because nothing can be more cruel than the tenderness that consigns another to his sin.
因为没有什么比置他人于最终的温柔更加残忍。
And nothing can be more compassionate than the severe rebuke that calls a brother.And a sister back from the path of sin.
也没有什么比把弟兄从最终拉回来的斥责更加有爱心。
Let us remember God's truth.
让我们纪念神的真理。
Let us keep faith in God's love for us.
让我们相信神对我们的爱。
Let us worship God.
让我们敬拜神。
And as our act of worship.
而在敬拜他的过程当中
，Let us breathe out His living word into the lies polluted and waned by darkened thoughts.
把神的话注入那些因黑暗的思想而衰败的生命当中。
Mercy, peace, and love be ours in abundance.
愿连续平安和慈爱多多的加给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
And as we come to the Lord's table.
而当我们来到主的桌前的时候
，In our personal communion with God in His Spirit.
在我们与神的灵有团契的时候
，Let us proclaim His glory，
让我们宣扬他的荣耀
，Confess our sins，
承认我们的罪
，Let us praise Him for His grace，
为他的恩典赞美
，Let us ask to have the courage and wisdom in the Spirit to contend for the faith He has entrusted to us.
求圣灵赐勇气和智慧，竭力为主托付我们的真道争辩。